BBC World Service Sport. Hello, I'm Aaron Armstrong. Sebastian Vettel has become the youngest ever double Formula One world champion. The German Red Bull driver retained the title by finishing third at the Japanese Grand Prix. Details of the race from our commentator, David Croft.
He came, he saw, but to be honest, he's been conquering all year. The formality completed, Sebastian Vettel is world champion again. That he didn't win the Japanese Grand Prix to seal the title will be an initial disappointment, quickly forgotten when the reality of what he's achieved sinks in. It was a race dominated by tyre wear. Jenson Button looked after his the best and, despite having to ease off to save fuel in the final laps, had a comfortable victory, bar a nervy moment at the start when Vettel edged him onto the grass. The German said he didn't see him. Lewis Hamilton said the same of his tangle with Felipe Massa as the pair collided again, and the Brazilian repeated his claim that the FIA get tough on the McLaren driver. The race, though, was tough enough for Lewis as he trundled home in fifth, a mere subplot as many have been in what has really been a season all about Sebastian.
So a day of celebrations for Vettel and Red Bull. Let's hear from their team principal, Christian Horner.
To see Sebastian crowned as a double world champion, to retain his title, he's just driven fantastically well so far this year, and he thoroughly deserves, you know, this world championship. He's been the standout driver, he's been dominant since the first race in Melbourne, and you know, the whole team's very, very proud of what he's achieved today.
So Vettel retains his title, something South Africa will be unable to do at the Rugby World Cup. The defending champions lost 11-9 to Australia, who will now face New Zealand in the semi-finals after the hosts beat Argentina 33-10. Here's our rugby union correspondent, Ian Robertson.
Argentina met fire with fire for the whole 80 minutes, but the power of the All Blacks proved too much. Argentina led 7-6 approaching half-time, but New Zealand rattled up 21 points in the second half to march into the semi-finals. There next Saturday, they'll meet Australia. In a tense, dramatic match in Wellington, James O'Connor kicked a late penalty for the Wallabies, and despite 80% of possession, South Africa, the world champions, lost the match and are out of the tournament. The semi-final lineup next weekend is France against Wales and New Zealand against Australia.
And South Africa must now start planning for the future in response to several key departures. Captain John Smit has confirmed his retirement from international rugby, and coach Peter de Villiers has strongly indicated he will do the same.
It was a brilliant journey, something that none of you guys can take away from me. To work with people like this, people who are passionate about their country, people who always put their body on the line and try to bring hope for the poor people back at home who don't have the privilege that most of you guys have. But you know, there's a time to come and a time to go. And the journey, I think, for me is also over.
Peter de Villiers. Finally, Andy Murray has won the Japan Open Tennis with a three-set victory.